Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs coming up on Saturday at Bridgestone Arena. Got a couple of days of practice time. Got the day off today before taking on Toronto on Saturday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote, presented by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Dan, obviously not the result you guys were looking for on Tuesday against Vancouver. Andrew Burnett didn't sound like he was overly happy after the game, especially with the first couple of periods. A long practice yesterday, kind of getting back to some skating. But overall, what did you make of the Vancouver game, and what's the bounce back you're looking for against Toronto?
Well, you know what? I think the Vancouver game was a little bit of a letdown, I think, emotionally for the team. I think, obviously, physically, it worked out that way as well. But we just didn't have the juice, you know, and they do right now. And, you know, if we don't have the kind of talent where we can afford to not show up in a period and get by, you know. And there are very few teams that can, but we're certainly not one of them. And that's kind of what happened the other night, is we just didn't have our juice. You know, for whatever reason, it could just be that time of year. It could have been guys not sleeping well. It could be a million different things. But whatever it was, it equated to us just not having the juice we needed to compete against a team like Vancouver, who's fast and skilled and hungry.
So when you don't have that, how does that manifest itself in performance? Like, what specific things are affected, or were in this game affected on the ice?
You know, it's hard to point and say this is, you know, what it is. It's there's just a lot of it ends up, you lose your 50-50 battles, right? Like, that's kind of a telltale sign of your compete level as a team. And, you know, that's what hockey is all over the ice, or a bunch of, you know, little battles. And if you're not good in those battles, if you're not winning them, you end up chasing the game. And that's exactly what we did, is, you know, they had the puck most of the night and we ended up chasing, because when it was available – and it would go to a 50-50, we wouldn't come out on top as often as they would. So, you know, if you want to simplify it down to one specific thing, that's a real telltale sign of where you're at in your game, are those little 50-50 battles. So, you know, in hockey, the way it works, you win or lose the draw. Let's say it's a tie and the puck's just laying there. Well, whoever wins that race to that puck is going to play offense. Whoever doesn't is going to play defense. But, you know, potentially for your entire shift. And that's, you know, that's what we try and impress upon the young guys. It's like every single battle is important for this reason.
Dan, your thoughts on Kiefer Sherwood and the way that he's played at this point. It's been a long, really interesting journey for Sherwood to get to the point of being a full-time NHL player. He's got a Gordie Howe hat trick in the span of like 6.5 minutes the other night, which has to be close to an NHL record. Has another goal against Vancouver. Just overall, what do you make of the way that Sherwood's played so far this season?
You know, it's funny, because the assistant coach here that's new, Derek McKenzie, you know, very kind of similar path to the NHL. It took, I think, Mac is like one of, you know, maybe four or five people that have X amount of games in the minors and X amount of games in pro, which means he took the long route. And, you know, but he was at the end, you know, by the time he had made it, Derek was willing to do whatever it took, right? He was a goal scorer in the minors, but if that meant he had to be a grinder up in the show, he was glad to do it. And that's kind of how Woody's come along, is, you know, he had scored in the minors, he had a little taste of the show, and got to the point in his career where he's just like, I will do anything it takes, you know, to stay up here, which, you know, now he's fighting, he's blocking shots, he's, you know, he's finishing his checks, he's an agitator. You know, those facets to his game didn't exist 3 years ago. So, you know, he kind of got to that point where it's like, okay, well, you know, everybody up in the NHL can score. Everybody in the NHL can do X, Y, and Z. How do I differentiate myself as a player? And he's fast. That's the one thing you can't teach, right, is that speed. So when you have that and the ability to kind of do whatever we ask you, which he does, you know, that usually leads to a good opportunity. And he's taken it and he's run with it. So, you know, we couldn't be prouder of the progression that he's had. And you know, he's a great story for young kids because, you know, at some point, you know, we all want to be the top power play guy. We all want to be, you know, an all-star, but sometimes it doesn't always fit in the puzzle that you're in. So you just have to do whatever is needed. And sometimes that means you got to be a grinder on a team that has good skill. And sometimes it means you got to score when you're on a team that doesn't. So he's a great story and a lot of our identity of what we want to become.
Dan, what does Philip Tomasino need to do to take the next step as a player?
I think Woody's a good example for Tommy. You know, Woody has come up and figured out a way to be impactful even when he's not scoring. And that's really the hard part for young NHLers is to figure that out. Like whatever their A-minus game is or B-plus game, it needs to be impactful in the game because, you know, even a 40-goal scorer spends 42 games not scoring. So what are you going to do? How are you going to help the team win when you're not putting the puck in the net? And, you know, so that's work away from the puck. It's physicality. It's blocking shots. It's, you know, kind of all the small things that you see Sissons and Trennan and Smitty do and, you know, now Woody. And so to me, that's what Tommy has to get his game rounded to kind of be impactful when he's not scoring. He's a smart player. He's got good speed. He's got good skill. He, you know, as Bruno says, well, he can see the play and make it, you know, which is rare and hard to find. So there's a lot there. And so we just have to take that next step of, okay, well, when I'm not providing offense, what else am I bringing to this game? Which, you know, energy, good defensive play, blocking shots, so on and so forth. So, you know, those are the parts of his game we're working on now.
Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Dan, you know, we've talked a lot this morning about, you know, different paths to get to the NHL. You know, Tommy Novak falls under that category as well. I think he's got something like 37 points in his last 37 games. Was there a point in working with him where you realized that, man, maybe we've got something here, especially offensively with how productive he's been?
Well, he's a different bird in the sense that you don't look at him in training camp and think he's going to be a point of game guy. You don't. He's kind of unassuming. He's quiet. He just kind of keeps to himself and his game's a little bit like that until he gets the puck. And then he does things where you shake your head because you didn't expect it. And he's one of the more, if you just watch his shift to shift, he's one of the more slippery guys in the NHL. And how nobody could tell you, but it's pretty impressive how how fast his computer works under duress because, And he almost never takes a hit, but he puts himself in horrible situations all the time. But he's I think grown accustomed to being slippery enough, get away with it, and it's fun to watch. But you know, we had little glimpses of it last year, and you know, last year was last year. We were in that situation where you know he had success, but then you start wondering, well, okay, is it because teams took us lightly? We were out of it. You know, he kind of had an elevated role because of injury and blah blah blah. But turns out, you know, coming into camp this year and at the beginning of this year, you've seen he's the real deal or can be the real deal if he plays consistently. So we're really excited about what he can become. And like, you know, you don't see it coming with him. He's not, like you said, you don't look at him and go, yeah, that's the guy that's going to score three tonight. But he is a guy that could score three tonight. So we're lucky to have him.
Is Colton Sissons a guy who's going to score like 25, 30 this year? I mean, he's off to a great start. But in all seriousness, this new system, Dan, I mean, and Colton, and obviously a guy who's been such a bedrock for this franchise for a long time, it seems like it's they go well together, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of guy that everybody cheers for, you know, in the organization because it doesn't go in the net easy for him. You know, he's got to scratch and claw and kick for everything that he's ever gotten. So when it does work for him, you know, everyone's excited. This year is a good example of Colton Sisson's ability to kind of fit every scenario that you want. Like he's your Swiss Army knife, and always has been for us, and at least in my experience, where, you know, he's on the power plays, and he has to take draws on the second unit. He's on, obviously, the first over the boards on the kill. He's a great vocal leader in the room. He's also the guy that gets the hard job. He gets the defensive zone assignment, you know, against McDavid and so on. So, you know, when you talk about a person's worth and you know, being having the ability to impact the game away from the puck, he couldn't be more important for us. So when it goes in for him as well, you know, it's icing on the cake, and it's great. You know, does he get to 30? God, I hope so. If he gets to 30, I think we're in a great spot, and no one deserves it more than him. So that would be great. But we got a long road ahead of us to see where that ends up. But he's certainly on track for it.
Well, Dan, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Looking forward to the game coming up on Saturday against Toronto, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Preds assistant coach Dan Hinote, our guest on Robbie and Rexroad. We'll have Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up from 8 to 8:30 for his weekly visit. We'll get into a lot of Tennessee Titans talk with him and all things NFL. Lots to get to with Charles at 8 o'clock, so looking forward to that. Coming up next, we'll look ahead to Tennessee and Kentucky. Can Tennessee rebound this week after a tough loss to Alabama on the road? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.